Welcome back once again as we are in Kansas City with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and hanging out with a group from BASF. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and joining me now is Josh Putman. Josh, of course, is the Herbicide Technical Marketing Manager, and we're going to talk corn herbicides. That's kind of your area of expertise. So let's talk about 2025. What did you see that kind of caught your attention?
Yeah, glad to be here with you all. Certainly revisiting 2025, if we take a step back, was kind of a tale of two evils, okay? So on one side, depending on where you were in the U.S., was really hot and really dry. On the other hand, you had areas that were really cold and really wet. So from a weed control standpoint, farmers were able to get out those pre-emerge herbicides, but where it was really hot and dry, we didn't get the activating rain to really get the control we were looking for. And then on that opposite end of the spectrum, you had some sprayers getting stuck out in the fields, it was so wet. Mm-hmm. So you kind of had the tale of two evils, but when it was all said and done, 2025 ended up being a pretty darn good year. Farmers were pretty happy with their weed control programs, and that really stemmed from some of the products that we launched this last year, one being Certain herbicide, which I talked about here at NAFB last year, and then Liberty Ultra herbicide doing a fantastic job in the post market. But certainly can't forget about weed resistance. Weed resistance has been a problem for many farmers, and in the Midwest, water hemp and palm amaranth continue to be a major concern, but we are continuing to invest in R&D and into our pipeline and our portfolio to help farmers do the biggest job on earth, and that's manage weeds.
And weeds that if we could recreate the genetics of them would make life sure a lot easier for crops to grow. And you know that you got thrown some challenges in 25. As you take those challenges and refocus them into 26 and beyond, what are some things that BASF are doing to help with, like you mentioned, water hemp and Palmer amaranth?
Yeah, so we're certainly continuing to invest in our R&D, which there's a new product that I'd actually like to tell you about here in our soybean portfolio. So this new product we have, we're actually expecting the EPA registration any day now.
Okay.
So the product is called Zidua Plus. So Zidua Plus is a premix of two active ingredients, two sites of action. But what the difference in this herbicide from what we actually have currently is that it brings a whole different component of flexibility to the operation. This product can be sprayed from early pre-plant all the way up through early post-emergence up to V6 soybeans. So farmers have been coming to us saying, hey, the equipment is getting bigger. It's hard for us to keep up with sprayers and cover the acres that a corn planter or a soybean drill can cover. So we need something that's flexible. So in the corn portfolio, we introduced Certain herbicide, which is a pre-post flexible product in corn. And now in soybeans, we've introduced Zidua Plus herbicide that provides that flexibility to farmers.
How do they go about getting more information, Josh?
Yeah, so for more information, the local representative, they are the experts in the field. So you can always reach out to them or visit us at agriculture.basf.us for more info.
All right, of course, more coming up. We are in Kansas City with NAFB. I'm Susan Littlefield.